This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Separatist leaders in eastern Ukraine ordered a full military mobilization Saturday amid a spike of violence in the war-torn region and fears in the West that Russia might use the strife as a pretext for an invasion. The head of the pro-Russia separatist government in Ukraine's Donetsk region cited, quote, an immediate threat of aggression from Ukrainian forces, accusations that Ukrainian officials vehemently denied earlier. The separatist and Ukrainian forces have been fighting for almost 8 years, but the violence along the line of contact separating the two sides, including a humanitarian convoy hit by shelling, has risen in recent days. With an estimated 150,000 Russian troops now posted around Ukraine's borders, the long simmering separatist conflict could provide the spark for a broader attack. Ukraine's military said shelling killed a soldier Saturday in the government-held part of the Donetsk region, and that separatist forces were placing artillery in residential areas to try to provoke a response. On Friday, the rebels began evacuating civilians to Russia with an announcement that appeared to be part of their and Moscow's efforts to paint Ukraine as the aggressor. U.S. President Joe Biden said late Friday he was now convinced Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to invade Ukraine and assault the capital, Kyiv.
We have reason to believe the Russian forces are planning to and intend to attack Ukraine in the coming week, in the coming days. We believe that they will target Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, a city of 2.8 million innocent people.
This is VOA News. Biden, for weeks, has said the U.S. was not sure if Putin was determined to send troops into the neighboring country. He cited American intelligence as the source of his ominous assessment. Meanwhile, Russia conducted massive drills on Saturday. The Kremlin said Putin, who pledged to protect Russia's national interests against what it sees as encroaching Western threats, was watching the drills together with Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko from the Situation Room in Kremlin. Underscoring the West's concerns of an imminent invasion, a U.S. defense official said an estimated 40% to 50% of the ground forces deployed in the vicinity of the Ukrainian border have moved into attack positions closer to the border. The shift has been underway for about a week, other officials have said, and does not necessarily mean Putin has decided to begin an invasion. The defense official spoke on a condition of anonymity to discuss internal U.S. military assessments. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, who was attending a security conference in Munich, Germany on Saturday, warned Russia it would face unprecedented financial costs if it attacked Ukraine, and underscored an invasion would draw European allies closer to the United States.
We will impose far-reaching financial sanctions and export controls. We will target Russia's financial institutions and key industries. And we will target those who are complicit and those who aid and abet this unprovoked invasion.
The president of the European Union's Executive Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said the EU has prepared substantial additional sanctions against Russia in coordination with the U.S., Britain, and Canada, including limited access to financial markets. An air raid on a rebel base neutralized 57 so-called terrorists in northern Mali, where 8 soldiers were also killed in the fighting, the army said Saturday. Friday's Air Force strike targeted what they called a terrorist base, and violent clashes led to the soldiers' deaths, according to a statement. The troops were targeted by, quote, unidentified armed men near the border with Burkina Faso and Niger. About 40 civilians were killed this week in the zone where rival jihadist groups, including the so-called Islamic State, operate, locals told the AFP. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.